Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Rubel, and this is ValueSign for Monday, November 7. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueSign.com. Well, today, the Wall Street Deception. Sometimes the world seems so strange that it's hard to imagine what's really happening. There is a grave deception taking place in our society, a sleight of hand that occurs nearly every day. It's the reason you often say to yourself, "I don't understand this," or "this doesn't make sense." Suppose you feel that way at times, it's because you're being misled, and increasingly, it's intentional. Let me illustrate. Currently, the World Series is playing. As any baseball fan will tell you, on Thursday night, the Houston Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 3-2. Pooh. We all saw the game, or at least heard about it, and we likely don't need anyone to tell us what happened. It was straightforward enough. The Phillies lost. But that's not how it works in the financial world. Somehow, we got it in our heads, or more likely we've been convinced, that seeing something isn't enough. We need to have it explained. What happened? Someone will need to tell us exactly how the Astros won and what it all means. Enter the Wall Street analyst, the financial press, the pundits, and other members of the chattering class. These are the people whose job is to offer their opinion. They tell us how and why things are going on in finance. Incidentally, finance isn't alone in having members of the chattering class, as English journalist Albert Tenois coined the term more than 50 years ago. Imagine that the chattering class was to report on Game 3 of this year's World Series. Their reporting would go something like this. First, the chatterers would estimate the game's outcome ahead of time. Something like, "We've cranked up our computer models, input all the data, and we're now estimating that the Phillies will be shut out. They won't score a single run, and the Astros will win 5-0. Flash forward to the game. Now, as we know, the final score in Game 3 was Phillies 2, Astros 3, in a tight, nail-biter game. Here's how the chatterers would now describe that game. "Philadelphia outdid themselves, scoring much higher than we expected. It was a marvelous performance by the Phils, who are hitting above their average for the series and seem destined to perform well in the upcoming Game 6 of the World Series." Now see how it works? After reading that report, are you confused about just what did happen? Still trying to figure out who the real victor was? Of course. And that's the fundamental objective of the chatterers. For those who believe this doesn't happen in the real world, I present the payroll report from Friday. Each month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics provides this survey of the number of new workers placed on company payrolls. It's one of the most authoritative reports on the performance of the labor market. Along with unemployment, these make up the two most closely watched views of workers in this country. Now, these two reports represent a critical benchmark of our political leaders' labor policies. At a glance, we can look at the payroll and unemployment reports and tell that the demand for workers is either getting better or worse. So here's how the chatterers described the payroll report on Friday. Quote, "The U.S. economy added a stronger-than-expected 261,000 new jobs in October." Well, who was expecting? Why, it's the chattering class, of course, that was expecting. Now remember, this is how the process works. First, the chatterers have provided a low-ball estimate, one that's easily exceeded. They can then tout that the Phillies beat expectation, an expectation that the chatterers set themselves, not something that's real, something that never happened before and will never happen again. Chatterers' expectations are pure fantasy. But in Friday's report, you would think they were real, when they're not. Again, the comment, repeated in all the press reports of the day, was, quote, "The U.S. economy added a stronger-than-expected 261,000 new jobs in October," unquote. Sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds like the economy is humming right along. There is nothing to worry about here. Give those politicians up in Washington a pat on the back. Their policies must be working. Well, hold on a minute. Here's reality. The payroll report on Friday was the worst, by far, of any of the reports this year. That 261,000 new jobs added was 54,000 less than the month before. It was also 40% less than the average number of new jobs added each month this year. This payroll report wasn't simply dismal. It was a disaster. And if anyone thinks this report reflects a more robust economy, you're sadly mistaken. This report is a reflection of an economy that is declining precipitously and of a labor market that is hitting the skids. The labor sector isn't getting healthier, it's getting sicker. If you would like more confirmation, please look over at the unemployment rate. Unemployment rate just jumped from 3.5% to 3.7%. That represents a rise of over 300,000 in the newly unemployed. Now, you don't need the chatterers to explain this to you. You don't need to work yourself into a pretzel trying to figure out how unemployment rises while payrolls look just fine. The answer is, payrolls were not favorable. And these two reports, payroll and unemployment, are perfectly consistent. Payrolls declined, unemployment rose, just as you would expect. Now, the chatters who are helping you don't understand this. They're hoping to obscure what happens. Here's the bottom line. This was the worst payroll report of the year, combined with the worst unemployment. Bad news for labor, and bad news for those political incumbents who try to tout their economic policies. Does that sound like a stronger-than-expected economy? Oh, and by the way, the Astros still won on Thursday, 3-2. Now, in economic briefs today, it's been 2 years since the world's factory, China, has seen a decline in exports. China saw exports decline, however, for October for the first time since the pandemic. Yet another sign that the worldwide economy is slowing. China, suffering through its recurring COVID lockdown, saw its exports decline by 0.3% last month. Overall, the Chinese balance of trade was still in line with last month at about $85 billion U.S. total trade. However, even that is roughly 15% below the levels of trade that China was doing last summer. Clearly, Chinese manufacturing is declining, and because China is the manufacturing hub of the Western world, this has to be concerning not only to China, but to the collective West. Now, hat tip to Mike Sedlock for pointing out that Alignable, a small business website, is reporting that 37% of small businesses could not pay their rent in October. The most extensive number of delinquencies this year, and a sure sign that small business is currently under significant financial strain. Now, it's been 2 years since Joe Biden was elected president, and tomorrow's the big day, Election 2022, the day that politicians from around the country have been looking forward to for a couple of years. And according to all the surveys, some significant Biden policies will come under scrutiny by the voters. A current Democrat slogan is that democracy is on the ballot. I think it's more correctly stated that Democrats, read Biden policies, are on the ballot. I'm looking forward to seeing the results of tomorrow's voting, but I suspect we'll likely see a significant turn in the nation's direction, especially in foreign policy and energy policy. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Now, in earnings reported so far this morning, we've had positive results from European airline Ryanair, oil refiner HF Sinclair, and generic drug maker Viatris. However, a negative reception for COVID vaccine maker BioNTech. Interestingly, this is not the first negative response for the vax makers. We reported on Moderna last week. Perhaps things are changing in the world of the COVID vaccines. And that's the value side for this Monday, November 7. For all of our articles, complete with charts and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.